بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: نفس المؤمن معلقة بدينه حتى يقضى عنه، رواه الترمذي، وقال حديث حسن. Continuing with the hadith, we have been discussing this at depth, at length, with regards to the severe warnings and precautions that has been advocated in Shariat with regards to incurring unnecessary debt. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the soul of a mu'min, of a believer, is suspended because of his debt. Hatta yuqda anhu, until someone discharges this debt on his behalf. This and many, the wealth of ahadith with regards to this subject matter advocates very, very strongly that we should ensure that when we pass away prior to death, as far as possible, we have discharged whatever financial burden or debt we have incurred in our lives before we die. We should discharge this. However, the Shariat has given us a vessel or a means that were you not able to pay your debt before you passed away, then in your will that you leave behind, in your testament, this provision has to be there, that before the wealth is distributed to your heirs, that the debt has to be discharged. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصِي بِهَا أَوْ دَيْنٍ, that before, in the two lengthy verses in the Quran wherein the shares of the what we call Quranic heirs are discussed, يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين وإن كنا نساء فوق اثنتين فلهما الثلثان مما ترك وإن كانت واحدة فلها النصف. Great detail. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran has mentioned the distribution of our wealth and what the share of each heir is. And we find that in both those verses, this caveat is mentioned, مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ, up to one-third you can make what we call wasiyat or bequest, or dain, or debt. In other words, no distribution, in fact no wasiyat also, no bequest will be looked at or even entertained until the debt of the mayyit is discharged. Now here, this hadith, if you look at the literal meaning, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the soul of a believer is suspended. In other words, suspended from entering into Jannah, or suspended from his hisab kitab taking place. We discussed the various aqwal, Suyuti rahimahullah, and also Iraqi rahimahullah, the explanation of what suspended means, until the debt is discharged. So sometimes we find with our janazah salah, the announcement is made by the family, if any money is owed, etc., please put forward your claim so that these may be settled. In other words, there, the family members of the deceased are voluntarily coming forward, which is what is actually advocated in this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, when he was performing a janazah salah, he would make the announcement, is anyone of the family members present prepared to discharge the debt on behalf of the mayyit? Now here the challenge that arises, and unfortunately we observe that many times great delay occurs. Sometimes the person owes money and he has left behind property. So what shaitan comes and whispers, you know what, the property market is in a bit of a lull now. Let us wait a little while till the property market picks up, and then the value of the property will increase. Then at that time we'll dispose of the property and we'll pay off the debts and distribute the money amongst the heirs. Islam teaches us, when it comes to distribution of the wealth of the deceased, and this particularly discharging of his debts, to wait for assets to increase in value or to delay the payment of the debt or the distribution is totally haram and forbidden. There should not be any delay whatsoever. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us, the soul of this man is suspended. Pay his debts as quickly as possible. Do not delay whatsoever. So the heirs or the surviving relatives of a deceased should be very, very cognizant of this. Very, very alive to this reality that under no circumstances must we delay. Many instances, masail are brought to ulama, discussions are taking place. The person died 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Still the estate has not been resolved. In many instances, his creditors, their claims or their debts have not been discharged. All this is totally prohibited. And it is something that the Shariat does not allow in any way. In fact, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot possibly overemphasize this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once comes to lead the janazah salah of someone. As he steps forward, somebody stands up and says, "Innahu rajulun fasiq." Ya Rasulullah, not that he has a debt, he's a sinner, fasiq, mujrim. "Innahu rajulun fasiq." Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he do? He asks the Sahaba, "Have any one of you witnessed this man doing anything good?" So someone stands up and says, "Ya Rasulullah, yes, I saw him doing something good. What did you see?" He says, "Ya Rasulullah, he and I together, we stayed up one night, guarding in the path of Allah Ta'ala." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hears this, becomes very happy. Goes forward, makes the janazah salah of this person. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addresses the mayyit. And he says, "Your companions say that you are a jahannami because of your sins. I, the Nabi of Allah, say that you are a jannati. I can see you in Jannah." So the virtue of guarding in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even someone, they said, he is fasik, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes the janazah salah. On the other hand, what is the maqam of a shaheed? What is the state? This is not fasik, not sinner, shaheed. Someone who has given his life was taken in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah tell us in the Quran? وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله اموات بل احياء ولكن لا تشعرون. Allah says, you are not even allowed to say that the man whose life was given, who was shaheed in the path of Allah, that he is dead. بل احياء, Allah says he is alive. Elsewhere in Surah Al-Imran, ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله امواتا بَلْ أَخْيَا عِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Don't even think that the person is dead. بَلْ أَخْيَا, he is alive. عِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Now this was a dilemma to Sahaba. They were simple people. The man died in front of them. They performed his ghusl, or they put the shroud upon him. They carried him to the graveyard. They buried him. Yet Allah is saying he is alive. So what does this mean? Who was better authorized for them to gain clarity on this matter than that Sahabi, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu? It's mentioned about him that he said, "Wallahi alladhi, walladhi la ilaha ghayruhu ma nazalat ayatun min kitabillah illa wa ana a'lam ayna nazalat wa fi ma nazalat." He said, "I take an oath on Allah, no verse of the Quran was revealed except that I acquired the knowledge of where it was revealed and in what circumstances it was revealed." And he had such shauq for the knowledge of deen, particularly for the interpretation of the Quran, that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, "Walau a'lamu anna ahadan a'lamu minni bi kitabillah tablughu al-ibil la rakibtu ilayh." If I knew of anyone who knew about any verse more than that which I know, then I would undertake a journey to go to that person to find out what he knew about this verse of the Quran. So Masruq bin Ajda', the famous Tabi'i, rahimahullah, he says, "I went to Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, And I asked him, سَأَلْنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنِ مَسْعُودَ عَنْ هَذَا. Then, O Abdullah, Allah says, the person is alive, Shaheed is alive. Whereas, we could see he had died, we buried him in the ground. How is it Allah Ta'ala is saying he is alive? So he says, أَمَّا أَنَّا قَدْ سَأَلْنَا عَنْ ذَلِكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, we asked exactly the same question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That how is it that Allah says, Bal Ahya, he is alive. So he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Arwahuhum fi jawfi tayrin khudrin laha qanadil mu'allakatum bil arsh tasruhu min al jannati haythu sha. Yes, alive inda rabbihim by Allah. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the soul of a shaheed, Allah Ta'ala places it in green birds. Look at the beautiful description. In green birds. They have lanterns that are suspended underneath Allah's arsh. تَسْرُحُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ شَاءَتْ. They fly around in Jannat, wherever they want to go. And then, after flying around, they come to those lanterns, right by the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that one day Allah Ta'ala addresses the souls of the shuhada. هَلْ تَشْتَهُونَ شَيْئًا. Is there anything more that you desire? Is there anything that you desire? So they say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ نَشْتَهِ. Ya Allah, what more can we possibly desire? We are flying around in Jannat wherever we want. Three times Allah asked them this question. Finally, when they are compelled and they realize that definitely Allah wants us to give some answer, they say, Ya Allah, we have only one desire. What is that desire? Return us back to the dunya, so that once again we can sacrifice our life in your way. With such sweetness and ecstasy you have kept in that. So then Allah Ta'ala says to them, obviously that will not happen, but we find that maqam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes to make a janaza of someone, innahu rajulun fasik, still makes the janaza. Here, shaheed, and he has debt, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say someone else should make his janaza. So we can see how severe this is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how strongly the Shariat advocates. Whilst you are alive, don't live beyond your means. Don't incur unnecessary debt. If you have a debt, while as quickly as possible, without delay, try and discharge it. If the person passes away, then the family members, if there is sufficient wealth in his estate, immediately discharge. If there isn't sufficient wealth in the estate, then the encouragement is given in this hadith that hatta yuqda anhu, on his behalf, some relative, or it can be even a friend or anyone, step forward and make sure that the financial slate of this mayyit is completely discharged. It is absolutely clean. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, mu'allaqatum bidaynihi. The soul is suspended because of that debt. The burden of debt is holding him back from his entry into Jannah, from the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala, from his hisab, kitab, etc. حَتَّى يُقْضَى عَنْهُ, until it is discharged on his behalf. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.